You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning in the studio we've got Dr. Karamea Mueller from the School of Architecture and Planning, Faculty of Creative Arts and Industries. You're a senior lecturer at the School of Architecture and Planning, and also part of the team, the co-director, I should say, of Māpahi, which is a Māori and Pacific Housing Research Centre. Kia ora, Karamea, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Super excited to talk about your research. It sounds really interesting. You're looking at Pacific housing and Pacific housing outcomes, and particularly how that can be kind of, I guess, a base or a litmus test as well for general housing outcomes in Aotearoa. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about that research and what Māpahi does as a project?
Yeah, I sure can. Māpahi is Māori and Pacific Housing Research Centre. It's one of the new University of Auckland transdisciplinary research centres. So transdisciplinary, probably useful to give a bit of a definition.
Totally.
It's working across disciplines, so interdisciplinary within the university, and then outside with external stakeholders, so ensuring that your research projects are co-created across disciplines and with external stakeholders, and ensuring that the research impact stakeholders are invested in part of the research impact pathway. So just how the research goes on to have a life with invested stakeholders.
Totally. And so when we talk about invested stakeholders, what are those groups? Who are we kind of actually like looking at or thinking about in that context?
I think that's a really good question, because housing impacts everyone. But who it impacts the most and for what reasons. We have stakeholders that we, I guess, organise into different groups. There's stakeholders that are basically enable housing. So they're the housing providers. They're people who are, they're community housing providers. They're, I guess, we have, we're sort of working out how developers might sit within that framework. They're people like Kāinga Ora. They're also people who are working in the policy space. They're an interesting group of people and the external stakeholders, in the sense that they're also, we have a group of stakeholders that don't do housing provision.
Mm-hmm.
They do housing research.
Okay.
So we would be probably in that category as
well. I see. Yeah, yeah.
So there's these two main groups that we distinguish for those reasons. And then amongst them, they have their own part to play in the housing environment,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, totally. So with the research that you're doing, particularly into Pacific housing and living arrangements, what kind of things are you looking at, and what sort of stuff have you been finding in the process already?
That we live according to our cultural needs and requirements. You know, that we live, that's a lot of where our resilience is. Pacific languages, for example, which is part of our resilience as people, those things tend to be stronger when you have the kind of living arrangements that we tend to foster within our homes. So that's intergenerational living, that's fluctuating household populations, so people coming and going, and supporting people to stay here for differing lengths of time, for particular cultural rituals, social practices. So those are some of the things that come up, and they've been coming up since the 50s.
Yeah.
Housing itself is going through its own, has gone through its own sort of cycle,
yeah.
Say. I think thinking about it cyclically is one way to think about it, but also cyclically tending upwards towards less and less housing security and less accessible, not just for Pacific people, but for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, totally. And it's a really interesting thing as well, because I think in the kind of colonial framework of housing in New Zealand, there's not a lot of room for, you know, even just two of those things that you mentioned, the intergenerational living in the types of houses that we have readily accessible to people, and also that, you know, people moving in and out of a space for the different periods of time. These are things that I feel like a lot of people probably have a basic understanding of, that not necessarily being how our sort of housing infrastructure is based. But, you know, are there examples of where this is already working well, or where there are frameworks that are already supporting that, or is it something that we're still kind of aspirationally working towards?
I think a bit of both. I think you're right. I appreciate the reference, the historical reference around, you know, like, for example, state housing. It was a celebrated, it's celebrated, rightfully so, because housing provision sort of matched the population at the time.
Mm.
In terms of how it matched, you know, the alignment with Pacific values is, you know, could draw some pretty straightforward critiques.
Yeah.
In terms of successful housing models, we do have papakāinga models, so various iwi, they're looking at different papakāinga models, and those papakāinga models being sort of working with self-determination models and the way they're funded. So I'm not sure if this is well known, but Ngāti Whātua, for example, have worked with banks to work out ways that you can innovate lending.
Mm-hmm.
So there's schemes like that. In terms of Pacific housing, there probably could be a few more. There's a few community housing provider. There's a community housing provider that's recently developed a Pacific housing project. We still have to probably do a little bit more. This is probably, I've been told that it's annoying when researchers say we have to do more research, but we probably do have to do more research.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah. Exactly. So there are models that are coming out, I think, and thinking about how we can evidence those best practice models and identify what's good.
Yeah.
I would say there's not quite enough diversity or volume in the current housing stock for us to have a good sense of what good is. I'm not sure if that answers the question.
No, that's great. It's really interesting to hear about as well. So what's kind of next in your own sort of research, or in the work of Māpahi? What's the focus at the moment, or the next kind of moves?
Oh, thank you for asking that. We have three project priority areas. We're looking at intensification and well-being. So, you know, I guess to match housing, for housing supply to match population growth, intensification is one way of dealing with that. That assumes that people will be migrating to urban areas. What that looks like in terms of well-being, how we can do intensification well without compromising on overall well-being for populations like Māori and Pacific, because their cultural needs, and beyond, are much more, you know, they have their own particularities, and we have quite a young population that makes up quite a big part of our overall population. So ensuring that they're living well, and they'll be living well for the next 50 to 100 years means the country is more likely to live well. So that's something that we're looking at. We're also looking at self-reliant or self-sustaining housing models. So how we can gather together best practice and across, because there's so much diversity, how can we identify best practice models that ensure, you know, that are helpful, helpful simplified platform for iwi, Pacific, church groups, people who are engaged with housing for either, can engage with it, can I find best practice models easily? And then the other is pathways to home. So looking at how we can better understand housing security for Māori and Pacific people, communities,
Oh, fascinating. What an awesome research area. Thank you so much for speaking with us about it today. Dr. Karamea Mueller from the School of Architecture and Planning and from Māpahi, the Māori and Pacific Housing Research Centre. Thanks for coming in this morning. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you to you and the producer.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.